Podcast initiation complete. Warning. This episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
Hello, everybody. There's no need for an introduction because it's only me, your friendly neighborhood Douglas. And, the last episode I did by myself was a bit of a downer. And you know what? I'll be honest. I'm still not in the best headspace, but I'm here to have fun today. And we're going to talk about some world events, some important things that are going on around the globe. I'm going to start off with one that's a bit fucked up. So I'm obsessed with volcanoes. I visited the Yasur volcano on Tanna Island in Vanuatu when I was 12. It's constantly erupting. There's fucking lava bombs flying up. I've still got one of them. To this day, the craziest, most intense experience I've ever had. So I'm learning Spanish. We're looking at going to Central America. So I've been eyeing off all the volcanoes. One of the volcanoes I've been obsessed with is El Fuego, which is in Guatemala. And you can't actually... So the volcano I saw in Vanuatu, you can stand on the crater. There's no fence. You know, if at any point it gives way, you're dead. When we got up there, the guide was clearing all these rocks away, and they were lava bombs that had gone up where we were standing during the night. So that's the sort of shit you're dealing with. But this El Fuego volcano, you can't even go close to it, because if you go anywhere near the top, it's just a constant mix of ash, lava, gas. It's crazy. But anyway, the only way you can watch this fucking volcano is from another volcano. And I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure the cunts on the other volcano, even though it's like 6 kilometers away, I think they're all dead too, so. Oh yeah, that's right. I said this wasn't going to be a downer. Oh, I guess I'm saying, just be aware, you might die if you visit a volcano, but it's worth it, and I'm still going to visit El Fuego, and if I die, nice knowing you. All right, let's get to some more important issues. Look, we've got a serial shitter in my hometown of Perth. Somebody's going around in the Auburn Grove bushland and shitting. Now they're leaving toilet paper. There's been 6 locations which have been identified by a local dog walker. So this dog walker is going out, not only picking up his own dog shit, but he's out there investigating the fucking turd burglar that's running around. And I understand, I realize that half the listeners are from the States. So just so you know, this is in the city of Coburn. But Coburn is spelled C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N, Cockburn. Now, I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Queensland. So when I moved over here, I'm like, that place is called Cockburn. And everyone says, no, it's pronounced Coburn. That's fucking Cockburn. So anyway, if you're having a problem in Cockburn... Isn't that weird? I never thought shit would be associated with Cockburn, but, well, actually, I suppose if you don't use lube. Not a question I'm familiar with. I'll have to find out. I'll have to do a segment called Ask a Homosexual or something, I guess. There we go. Poo warning. I think I might go down there and investigate it myself. Just do a stakeout, see if I can find this fucking guy that's shitting. Well, why did I assume it's a guy? How presumptuous of me. Maybe it's a girl. Wants to make her mark in an unusual way. I don't fucking know. I'm not going to judge. What else have we got? A lot of stuff close to home, actually. There's a burger joint in Canning Vale, which is in Western Australia, that's just come under fire for being offensive towards Asian people, specifically Chinese people. because they have a burger at Johnny's Burger Joint called the Ching Chong Burger. which they say was inspired by the owner's Malaysian roots. It's Johnny's special beef patty, an egg, sriracha sauce, coriander, lettuce, tomato, and mayo. That actually sounds pretty fucking good. Look, a mother of two, of course. When Yanjibup mother of two, Lisa Chapel, saw it on the menu during a family lunch, she was disgusted. By this stage, it was too late to get up and leave as we had opened 5 drinks and the children were hungry. Oh, fuck off. Mrs. Chapel told the woman at the counter when ordering her meal that the name was very offensive and derogatory to Asians. She said the staff member apologised and blah, 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 blah. Mrs. Chapel then made several attempts to contact owner John Wong. Like, it's pretty fucking, I mean, it does, I read that and I'm like, what the fuck, a Ching Chong burger? Are we in 1914? But on the other hand, the dude's Chinese. So let him say whatever the fuck he wants. Black people say the N-word. He's Chinese. He's obviously not ashamed of himself. I don't fucking know. But I just love that a white woman is getting upset at an Asian person's choice of making a joke about themselves. It's the fucking world we live in, isn't it? Well, fuck, what is going on in Western Australia? We've got a Mandurah man threatening police with his penis. Oh, this is why I'm... Why do people want to have kids? Don't you look around? I mean, the world is fucked. Like, there's fucking pedophiles everywhere. Everyone in Hollywood's a rapist. Fucking volcanoes blowing up. There's earthquakes. Hawaii's a fucking field of lava. And in Mandurah, we've got a man who's fined. He's been fined for threatening to hit police with his penis. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking Australians. A drunk man who grabbed his penis, shook it and shouted at police. Who wrote this? Oh, Community News, Mandurah. Top journalism. Shouted... this is how they've written it. A drunk man who grabbed his penis, shook it and shouted at police he would hit them with it was fined $1,500. So they're saying he was fined $1,500 for threatening them with his dick. Kevin Ronald Turner, shout out to Kev, 54, pleaded guilty to disorderly behavior in a lockup. Disorderly behavior in public and obstructing police officers with his dick. Fuck. If your dick's big enough to obstruct police officers, you need a career in porn, not a fucking criminal charge. Constable Mick Fallows told court, blah, blah, blah. The police were called after neighbours heard yelling and things being thrown, probably his dick from the sound of it. The constable said Turner was naked and intoxicated when the police arrived and Turner told them to fuck off out of my address. I like this guy. Police asked Turner to step away from a large knife on the kitchen bench near his hand and he refused, but Turner also made no attempt to grab it. I mean, he's standing naked in his fucking house, in the kitchen. I mean, let him grab a towel. Police said Turner kept standing close to the face of an officer shouting at him and he spit in the officer's face. Oh, that's a bad move, Kev. You can't do that. Senior Constable Fallows said Turner called police fat, ugly fucking cunts and refused to put on any clothes. Well, maybe they were fat, ugly fucking cunts. I mean, I've seen a lot of fat, ugly fucking cunt police officers. And to be fair, most Australians are fat, ugly fucking cunts too, myself included. So I'm not going to hold that against him. Maybe that was just an astute observation. Probably one he shouldn't have made, but being someone who's a bit on the spectrum, I probably would have said it too. At one stage, Turner grabbed his penis and shook it at police, shouting he would hit them with it. And that's considered a threat. Fuck off. Police said as Turner was being arrested, he turned to a police officer and shouted, "You're a fat, ugly mole, you fucking cunt." Again, I don't know. Maybe she was a fat, ugly mole and a fucking cunt. I'll have to look into that further. And when he was in the car, he kicked the door and shouted abuse at police as neighbours watched on. All right, hang on. Oh, this gets better. Fucking hell, Kev, you're a legend. So at 11:15, he's in the lockup, detained in police custody for being a naughty boy. Still wouldn't put clothes on. He asked to go to the bathroom, but then refused to go when he was allowed in. And then he pissed outside the cell and abused everybody. Now, his defense lawyer, Mark Russell, get a real name cut. See, this goes back to the episode when I was talking to Andy Dowling on the Andy Social podcast recently, episode 130 for everyone checking in. We were talking about not trusting people who have two first names, and this guy's name is Russell Mark, and I actually read it as Mark Russell. Anyway, it's irrelevant, but I know I can't trust him, him or Kev at this point. He says he was intoxicated at the time. He'd been drinking from lunchtime. Yeah. All right. Put your dick away there, mate. He'd taken medication on Australia Day, Panadine Forte for a neck injury, and the combination of alcohol and the medication didn't help. Well, yeah. He works for a mining company. Ooh la la. It's interesting you can't recall the bits about the incident except the parts you wanted to dispute. Your behaviour was unacceptable and criminal. You said you don't normally act like this, but all up, these were serious offences like obstructing... But what was he obstructing them with, his dick? Like, he was being a pain in the ass. He pissed on the floor. But you can't... You can't headline a fucking journalist. Who wrote it? Victoria Rafiki. Well, Victoria, you're living the high life writing for the Mandurah Coastal Times, love, and that's a terrible article about a wonderful man. I'd like to get Kevin Ronald Turner on the show, to be honest. And, you know, a lot of self-defense these days is based on what works in the UFC. Kevin Ronald Turner, age 54, has proved that you whip your dick out and fucking three cops are going to be scared of you. Oh, my God. That's Western Australia for you. Well, why don't we travel elsewhere? Let's go overseas. Somewhere nice. Shall we go to Paris or Amsterdam or Moscow? No, how about we go to Bangladesh? We've all wanted to visit there. Bangladesh, if you think your job sucks, I bitch about mine a lot, but in Bangladesh, sewer cleaners clean out blockages for £7.50 a day, so let's say $12 a day. And I'll put this article in the post about the episode in all the show notes there. They're not just cleaning out, they're not just like getting a fucking chimney sweep thing and cleaning the sewers out. Basically, these cunts are paid $12 a day to swim through the sewer in the capital city of Dhaka, which is one of the most populated cities on earth, 20 million people. Holy fuck, some of them get $4.50 a day. So they have to swim through sewage to find the blockage and then unblock it and bring all the shit. Oh my God. Oh, this is rank. What the fuck is... And here, people over here are worrying about fucking, oh, can kids play pass the parcel? Get fucked. Oh my God. So this guy gets paid less than $5 a day, scooping sludge out with his bare hands in the sewer lines. Wow. Anyone else feel like they're having a bad week? Jesus Christ. Oh, and I love the side of these articles. We've got some good ones. John Cena's ex. Oh, she doesn't want to get back with him. That's good news. Emily Ratajkowski says her powerful boobs are the key to her sexuality. Well, okay, fair enough. Guy gets offer he can't refuse from girl who left boyfriend. Look, what the fuck is wrong with journalists? Jesus Christ. I'd rather have fucking Kev write shit. Yeah, how would Kevin write that article? How would Kevin deal with these problems? How would Kevin deal with the fucking Ching Chong burger? Maybe Kevin, you know, isn't a fan of racial slurs. Maybe he's gone into the, whatever it's called, Johnny's Burger Joint. sat down. He's thought, hang on, I just wanted a nice meal and I've been confronted by racism. But maybe Kevin went up to the counter to complain, ironically greeted by an Asian man who owns the store. And then he said, oi cunt, I don't like what you're doing. You are making fun of Asian people. And then the Asian man will say, this is my store, I make joke, I Asian, I Chinese. And if you get upset by what I just said, my great-great-grandmother was Chinese, okay? I'm allowed to say this shit. That's actually true, funnily enough. Kev goes in there, he's upset, he's talking to Johnny. Then he whips his dick out, says, Johnny, you change the name of that burger or I'm going to beat you to death with this dick. I've already, the cops fear it. They've locked me up because of it. If you think I can't kill you with this dick, you got another thing coming. Maybe that's going to be the thing that changes the fate of the Ching Chong burger. Who knows? I never knew it had come to this, but I think Kevy and his dick that's big enough to obstruct officers is probably the one to bring Johnny's burger joint down. Fuck, I'm starting to think. So Kevy, right? Big Kevy. How old was he again? I think he's 54. Kevin Ronald Turner, Big Kev, I'm excited. 54 years old. He's definitely settled down in his old age. So that's in Mandurah. Now the serial shitter isn't far away. It's in Coburn. I have a feeling Kevy's been on the run. I reckon he's out there threatening people with his dick, and then he's moonlighting as the serial shitter. There's been 6 attacks, Auburn Grove bushland, all this month. Kevy's been out on, you know, causing mischief this month. Whoever it is going to be caught. Oh, good. There's a number. Oh, my Christ. There's even a map. They have mapped where the shits were in the parkland. So let's have a look. Kevy, I'm going to say Kevy's done this, allegedly, but let's just say he did. The shits are different sizes, too. I wonder if that's intentional. Like, yeah, they've intentionally done that. So there was a huge shit here, like a baby shit there. So they've been doing on the path right behind a house. So basically only one of them has even varied from the path. Kevy, what are you doing, man? Fucking threatening people with your dick. You're shitting everywhere. Oh, here we go. Anyone with information should email customer@cockburn.wa.gov.au. So anyone listening, please, people from America, email them with fake information. customer@cockburn.wa.gov.au. Tell them you've seen the serial shitter. Tell them you think it's Kevy. Kevy, 54. He's been threatening people with his dick. Now he's threatening people with his shit. Oh, God. All right. This has been fun. This has just been a short one. A little bit of Douglas on Douglas. So, thanks for going through some news events with me, everybody. Stay away from volcanoes. Stay away from Kevy. His dick's dangerous. Don't buy a Ching Chong burger unless you're hungry. It actually sounds like a really good burger. And Asian people own the store, so go fuck yourself, angry mum. And if you're in Cockburn, aka Coburn, look out for the serial shitter. All right? I think it's Kevy. We don't have evidence, but we're going to work on it. And if you are currently working as a sewer cleaner in Bangladesh, I would recommend not doing that. I understand it's a very different economy over there, and you may not have many other choices, but yeah, I would. All right, everybody. I'm going to throw up a song from my solo project, Blood Red Skies. This is a demo of one of the tracks from the new album, which is going to be called Naphtali. Naphtali means Hebrew in my struggle. Why did I say go with Hebrew? Because I had two struggles, really. One was with faith, which I've abandoned because it's retarded, and the other was with suicide, and that was where my head was at, really. So the song I'm going to throw up now, this is called Part 3 Enemy. It's the third part of a trilogy of songs which I wrote about the Being John Malkovich film. It's a concept between the three tracks where John Malkovich learns how to trap all those thieving cunts in his head and just fucks with them for all eternity. So enjoy Part 3 Enemy. You are the enemy that I seek. Feast on the dead, trample the weak. Thank you.
Hypermanic noise.